Hello and welcome to Resource Report, where we share with you important information about local nonprofits and resource organizations that support the community we share, produced by Pathways to Agency. I'm your host, Rainmaker. Today features two food distribution groups working together to provide food and needed items for kids, houseless individuals, seniors, and the LGBTQ+ communities. I'm talking about Gabby's Kids of Gabby's Olympic Cards and Comics and Hugs QT. First, we will hear about Gabby and a bit about how she got here, and then later we will hear about how Hugs QT teamed up with this vibrant home place and the wonderful and safe community that they are providing of Marvel, DC, Dungeons & Dragons, and more. Hi, so I am here with Gabby at Olympic Cards and Comics, and tell me about this business. What kind of place is this?
It's a comic and game and hobby shop, and we have an upstairs area that we use kind of as a de facto community center.
That's so cool. And we're sitting up in there right now, and there's like 14 or so tables up here, and people come up here and play role-playing games, D&D, board games, tabletop, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just really a great community.
Place
to hang out, yeah. And downstairs, y'all are selling all the D&D books and comics. It's just really great. I love it.
Me too, as it happens.
Yeah. Awesome. How long has this business been here?
I've worked here for 35 years, and I've owned it for 31. We've been in this location for about 18.
Wow. So you're really, like, really centered in the community.
I like to think so.
Cool. Gabby's went through a few locations before finding its home here at 4230 Pacific Avenue Southeast in Lacey.
I got my contracting license and spilled it. Just did it myself. I didn't, like, lay every piece of everything here. I hired people to do it the way a general contractor would. But there is not, I don't believe that there is any portion of this shop that I didn't have my hands or my feet or something in. I helped lay the foundation. I helped insulate the roof. I put these red beams up. Like, I was up there with spud wrenches with my legs wrapped around all this stuff, putting them up. The braces you see, I did that. And the community really stepped up, too. Like, they would come in and be like, Gabby looks like she hasn't slept for 3 days. Is there anything we can do? I'm like, they'd come in and shovel dirt, or they'd come in and, like, straighten and sweep. Or, you know, my parents came in and they did all the gardening. My father helped level the backyard. And, you know, it's the shop really was built by this community, and the community moved the whole store over and then built it up. And City of Lacey was a fantastic partner and advocate for building the store. I tried to only hire customers or families of customers. I tried to hire local people, and there's a lot of this community. There's a lot of love. There's a lot of blood, sweat, tears in the shop. You'll see, like, where the kids have grown up. You'll see their ticks on the wall. You'll see, you know, you'll see people where they signed on the beams that helped me put the beams up. There's signatures places you can't see them because, like, they helped put that stuff up. They signed it, and now it's in the wall. Like, it's a part of this sort.
Gabby was greatly influenced by her father, whose traditional values leave a lasting legacy of family and commitment and honorability that grounds Gabby's customer and community service into the solid foundation we love today, even though she had tough choices to make between her desire to become a teacher and her love of this shop, where she started working as a teenager.
One of the things he told me early on was that you could lose everything. You could have everything taken from you except your integrity and your education. those are the two things that you're the only one who can give up. And I took that to heart. And he basically was like, if you give your word to something, you follow through. He's very old school in those, like old school, like family is everything. You give your word, it means something. Like, he is very old fashioned in those things. And he used to say, you know, my honor, who was it? He used to say, like, I guess my honor comes at a price, but it's not this, or something like this. My honor is worth more than this $2.50. Whatever it is, he used to say it was something along those lines. But so he taught me a lot just by living in the world, walking his walk. And that's something that I definitely try and do.
Through the rough financial beginnings, regular customers supported and inspired Gabby to keep going, showing how deeply rooted in the community and fellowship this place really is and always has been.
Early on, who would come in every Wednesday, which is when we'd get our shipment, back in the days of cash on demand, when you could hand the UPS guy cash, and he would come in and ask what my bill was that week, and then he would, magically, all of a sudden, he needed 3 boxes of magic cards. You know, like, oh, no, I need these. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that it is exactly how much you need to get your CFD. You know, I had a customer who overheard me talking about not being able to pay something significant. And he happened to get a bonus from Boeing. And he just wanted to put money on account because he wasn't good at saving. So he just like, here's $2,000, just put it on account for me. I'll spend it over the next few months. Okay. So you just happen to hear me and now you happen to have $2,000. So I mean, there was a lot of stuff like that where people would do whatever they needed to do to ensure that the store kept going.
During the pandemic, Gabby's teacher side came out as she doubled down on her commitment to keep the community together.
Being able to start opening up, being able to juggle the needs of the community's mental health and the needs of the community's physical health has been very challenging because I miss all of those kids while they were gone. We wrote letters to them. We sent them coloring pages. They would send them back. Like, we did everything we could to keep our community. I did Zoom classes where, like, I read stories and, like, we tried to do everything we could to stay connected with all the kids.
How and when did Gabby's kids get started?
So Robert Quaite runs Thurston County Food Bank. Kelly Wilson runs All Kids Win, which originally was called Homeless Backpacks. So Robert Waite had asked if we could be a location to give out food bags. And we thought, sure, yeah, we have room. And then I was like, hey, wait, we have a cafe now. We could do hot meals and then they could take the stuff. So they could come in and they could sit and they could have a meal. And we chose to do the meals like family style. So like, we'd bring, whatchamacallit, like oatmeal and fresh fruit and yogurt and stuff like that. And then the family would sit. The parents would, like, serve their kids and get all the stuff and sit down and have this meal in the morning. And then they'd leave with, you know, food. And that's kind of where Gabby's kids started. We started working with Kelly Wilson at Homeless Backpacks. And then this thing happened where our community, where I like would put a post and say, hey, if anyone needs this stuff, let me know. We have this for you. There's no reason to be embarrassed. There's no reason to be ashamed. You're part of our community. We want to help you. We want to do it with dignity. We want your kids to feel like it's a big special event and not supposed to be shamed up. And then the community started saying, well, here's money. Here's food. I went to Costco when I bought this thing and I went and did this other thing. So what ended up happening was the word got out to help more people. And then the community gave me more stuff. And then we got more people. And then the community gave me more stuff. And then like it turned into, well, if you're doing this other thing, school's about to start. Can I donate all this stuff for school supplies? And so we'd be like, yeah, sure, that sounds great. And then we put a post out like, hey, we have school supplies. And then everybody would be like, here, have school supplies so that you can help everyone. And then there'd be one. And so it just became this like giant thing where people would just donate all of this stuff. And then people started donating money. And when it was like $5, $10, it was pretty easy to manage. But at the point that someone handed me a $1,000 check, I was like, okay, we need to have a charity. We have to do something so that I can be transparent with this money and I can show people where this money is going and we can be held accountable and, you know, all of this stuff. And it just grew and grew and grew. We built a tiny house in the back and call it an outreach center. And like the community helped me pay for that. And then now we have a storage container so we can store stuff, so we can actually take donations in year round. And so it just became this thing that the community saw a need for. And so there was both a need and this want to help. In Hawaiian, laulima means many hands. And so, you know, many hands make light work. That's what happens. And so it just became this thing. And even now we have, you know, we have volunteers that come in and they make food bags. And we have, we call them our care packages for our travelers. That's what we call our underhoused folks that are out in the community that just come up to the door. We have a little area right here by the door and they come in and they get bags of food or socks or hand warmers or tents or all kinds of stuff that they need. Because people donate stuff and people donate money and trust me to use it for whatever the need is in the community the most. I think one of the things that I like most about Gabby's kids is that they're is a phenomenal amount of need in our community. It can be heartbreaking to see how much need is there. But because the community has come together and built this thing, because the community trusts me to do what's best and trust me to make those decisions, we can also be a tertiary resource, I guess, for like Safe Place. Family Support Center at Interfaith and, you know, Stonewall Youth and all this other stuff where we have these marginalized people that need stuff in a moment. You know, we also make backpacks for foster kids. So if they get removed from an emergent situation, they have a backpack with stuff for themselves and their stuff isn't in garbage bags. So because there's so much oversight by me, we can make emergency things happen. And sometimes at any number of our shelters, I say, we need this and we don't have time for bureaucracy. In so much as the community has built the store, this is their home. This is their store. You know, there's a lot of ownership. If you talk to people in this community, there's a lot of ownership about the store. You know, kids that are ostracized, kids that are made fun of at school are celebrated here. And that's so important to me. I don't always say, because sometimes I could hurt someone's feelings, but like, I have jokingly been known to say, like, they may be freaks and geeks, but they're my freaks and geeks. But without the staff, without the family that we have created here, it would be messy. They are what bring the energy in. They are what bring a lot of the light in. A lot of them just make my life easier.
Welcome back to Resource Report. Let's hear more from Gabby.
And there was some issues with some of our LGBTQ community feeling safe being downtown. And so they came to me and said, well, we could do this thing. And it originally started out as we were going to do it once a month. And then we moved it to doing it once a week. And so anytime during any part, people can come in and get food, the baskets. Anyone can get food anytime.
Okay.
But on Tuesdays, it's like 12 to 4-ish.
new for?
Yeah, it's more so LGBTQ knows. This is when we can all go and get our stuff, you know, at the same time, hang out, build a community, things like that.
So I see on a couple of tables over here some canned goods, peanut butter, canned fruits, packaged bread rolls, stuff like that. So people can just come and take what they need. I see it all organized by type.
So we basically, so San Francisco Street Bakery delivers us bread every week, or we go and pick up bread, but they donate bread every week. And then every Tuesday I go, or one of us goes to the grocery store and gets fresh veggies and things like that. And then we have protein in the freezer so they can come and pick. We have two tables and you can basically pick five things off each table. So like those are the more expensive, like, you know, chicken, tofu, cheese, stuff like that. Whereas this other stuff is more food stable, but you still get some. So like a lot of times we'll put celery, potatoes, cheese, butter, chicken. And then so they get that, and then they can get like on the other table, they can get rice and noodles and things like that to kind of make it so they can get through the whole week.
Okay.
By using substitutes and fresh stuff and canned stuff so they can kind of have good stuff all week.
Oh, that's wonderful. And it's so cool that y'all are offering perishable items as well. Yeah.
Well, that was one of the things when they came to us was, hey, we'd really like to have fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, fresh proteins, bread without mold, you know, things like that. And so it just kind of grew from there. And so every week on Tuesdays, we get the fresh stuff. Or we have frozen stuff, too, sometimes, because that's easier for some people. And the frozen food is still fresh but frozen, and so it keeps its stuff at a higher... You can hold on to it longer than fresh fruit.
Right, so. Right.
But it's not canned, so...
Oh, yeah, and the perishable items, y'all have, like, a refrigeration or... Yeah?
So our cafe, it's called Admiral Snack Bar. Our cafe, all the money from the cafe goes into Gabby's kids, and someone donated us the fridge and freezer for Gabby's kids so that we can keep perishables in there.
That's so cool.
But perishables bought once a week is better than just putting them all in there and then getting it anytime.
Definitely, definitely. And so what the cafe is, it's like located like in the center up here. Yeah.
Not much to it, but it does the job.
Nice. People can get snacks and things when they're gaming up here and stuff. That's so wonderful. Because who doesn't want snacks when they're gaming?
Right.
I love it.
We probably go through 40 food boxes a week. And so while that adds up, we also are very lucky that we have a community that says, here's money, just do whatever, you know, do whatever you need to do to help the community. And so with that, I buy, like right now we have a bunch of jackets coming in that I ordered because people donated, you know, someone donated $1,000.
Oh my goodness.
You know, at $20 a jacket that I can find on sale, that's a lot of jackets.
That is.
That's 50 jackets right there.
That is. On this table behind you, I see some clothes lined up. Are those for donation also? Okay. And they still have their price tags on this.
Hey, Mrs. Keeley.
Hey,
she's your first paid administrative assistant.
Paid administrative assistant.
So she does all the things I can't do because I have to run a shop.
Oh, what are some of those things that you do?
Here I support the food pantry. I'm helping sort out bunches of donations that came in during the holidays. I answer emails, help pay utility bills, or help people who are asking for help and whatever Gabby tells me to do.
Cool. Yeah, I saw you back here folding these clothes.
Yeah. So these are
hoping to get our back outreach center and stuff set up in such a way that Keely can be back there from 12 to 5 every day. So someone can come and be more specific, like, I need a tent, I need a sleeping bag, I need gloves and things like that. We have a little house That's our outreach center, and then we have a Connex that has all our stuff in it.
Okay, I would love to go out there and see it. Yeah. Can I go down and see that little place?
Can you do that?
Yeah. Let me grab my jacket.
About 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm new-ish.
Okay.
And it's very, very part-time.
Okay.
But I came... I've known Gabby for years.
Yeah.
And then I've been the homeless response program manager for the county. For the
last 6 years.
Yeah. And then I also ran a youth and young adult shelter.
Okay.
And for 5 years before that. And
What was that place?
Rosie's Place.
Rosie's Place. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Oh, and you were running that.
Yeah, I was running that for about 5.5 years.
You've got some big experience under your belt.
Yeah.
And now you're doing this at a little comic shop. That's so cool.
Yep. And I ended my time with the county yesterday.
Oh, so I go back to your nerd roots.
I do. I needed to be doing something that was direct and really aligned with my values and where I could kind of just... you know, march to my own drum.
Absolutely.
Which is really hard to do when you're working for the government.
Yeah.
But I love working with the population of people experiencing homelessness and people who are food insecure, just like mutual aid with each other is such a really ever more important now than ever before.
Oh, absolutely.
I love this group. I love just being around them because this is just, they're just volunteering and they are just like caring for each other and making sure that people can eat good, healthy food. And of course, with Gabby, Gabby's big old heart, just giving them the space and the funds to help them do it, just warms my heart. It keeps me going.
It's such a healing environment.
Mm-hmm. It is. My girlfriend died in 2016, and I'd come here because I am a big old nerd. I come here a lot, but that time of grieving, I would just find myself here, and I would just like wander through the aisles and look at things, and I'd talk to Gabby and. Oh, I'm getting teary. And it just became this safe place. And it's a safe place for a lot of people. And it's a place where people come to grieve, I think, and feel like, or just come to, even if they're sad or they're lost. I see that and I know that I've been that. So it's pretty important.
Yeah, I have my own roots in fandom society. I'm from originally from New Orleans, Louisiana, and my aunt was on the con committee for the very first Volcon in New Orleans in the 70s.
Yeah.
I was the first con kid. Yeah, so it's like that was my first community was the local science fiction convention community.
Yeah.
And that fandom was just what you describe.
Yeah.
What this place is, it was the same thing. We all came together, and it was just like a good healing environment for me to grow up in. Yeah, so I really get it. Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, and this also the people who donate are wild. People donate so much to this charity because, in my opinion, nerds are either very, very, very low income or have a very high. And they're generous, and they very love this place. So. But this is the little hut that the outreach center.
Yeah, we're out here in the parking lot, in the very back of the parking lot. It's around the corner from the trees, right next to the dumpsters. And we've got, it's one of those, you go get those little outdoor sheds and it's converted. There's a little sign that says Gabby's Kids, GABI'S Kids Outreach Center. It's so cute, and there's we're outside.
Upstairs.
Oh, yeah,
upstairs. So these two conexes. This one is just the store. That's just like back stock for the store.
Oh, we've got some. What are those called? Train cargo.
They're like cargo containers.
Cargo containers that go on trains. There's two of them, a short one and a long one. And that's your back stock.
Yeah, that's the store back stock. And then this is Gabby's Kids. And so this is filled with donations.
Okay, and it's a short one.
It's just a little bit of a mess because when the big event happens in December, it's just like all hands on deck.
Yeah.
And then it's a 12 to 14 to 16 hour day, depending on how many people come through. And I was like, we're not shuttering the doors until every child who needs a gift gets a gift.
Oh, what is the, so that's the, what event is that in December you're talking about?
There's like an annual event where Gabby used to, from, if I don't know if I'm going to get this right, so we'll have to fact check with Gabby, but in the past, there was an adopt-a-family kind of.
Okay.
But she still has the adopt-a-family, but she also has this event that happens in the middle of December where you can come in and you get 4 items per child. Something to wear, something you want, something you need, something to wear, and something to read. So everyone gets something that they want. Everybody gets something that they need. Everybody gets a book. Everybody gets something that they need to wear. And so families will come through, and it's a huge room filled with donations, toys, like really good stuff. And this year, we did it at a dance studio. And so my first year in this position, I volunteered last year, but this year, I also volunteered this year, but I was there, it was like 12, 14 hours. I was there, but I think Gabby got maybe 2 hours of sleep in 36 hours before the event. And we served over 1,500 kids to get things for the holidays or things that they needed. And so when all of that is over, we had to get everything out that same night. And so it just kind of went into the cart.
Threw it in there.
Yeah. And we're sorting it right now.
Okay.
And then this is also full of donations. So it's not even usable space.
The little building is. Yeah.
And so I'm going to be this week and ongoing, like moving things into the Connex. So we're trying to make sense of it. But it's also like we have to take it upstairs, you know. So it just takes time. I'm only here usually Tuesdays. And I'll be here Tuesdays and Thursdays for only a couple of hours, so it's, you know, limited labor.
May I get your name one more time?
Sure, my name's Keely. But yeah, so
walking back inside now, it's a little chilly.
Yeah.
For Gabby's kids, do you have any volunteer opportunities? Me, what kind
of? I mean, people can come and help us pack a bed, people can come and sort clothes, people can come in. Make food bags, things like that. So, yeah.
Okay.
They just need to email. And let me know why they want to do it, how many hours they need, and if it's for a school project or something.
Oh, cool. That's a good option. School project. Yeah. And that's Gabby's Kids.
SP@gmail.com.
Awesome.
Erica is one of our fine helpers that does all kinds of stuff. She goes and gets the food and she's just all around awesome.
Hi, my name is Erica, and I am one of volunteers here at the Hugs Queer and Trans Food Pantry.
What's it called again?
The Hugs Queer and Trans. We shorten it to Hugs Cutie. It's, you know, it's fun, but the QT is for queer and trans.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Does Hugs stand for anything?
No.
No, just Hugs. H-U-G-S.
H-U-G-S?
Yep.
Oh,
I love it. Okay, so what have you got to tell me about this?
Just that primarily to raise awareness of its existence, we are definitely would like to grow, both in terms of meeting people's resource needs and also the way we are running this. It's kind of become a community event as well. There's a lot of people hanging out. Having socialization and playing games while we run this. And we think that's a really big, important part of things as well, especially with everything going on in the world right now. It's very easy to feel isolated. And here's a place where it's a pretty low-cost, low-risk place to come and have some interactions with other queer and trans people.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So clarify where Hugs begins and Natty's Kids begins. Like, where's and then you have the crossover. So what where are they separate and where do they come together? You clarify that.
Sure.
Because I was like, oh, there's the feed distribution that Gabby's does, but now we're talking about another organization working with Gabby. So
yeah, there really is a large amount of separation. Really, the intersection of these is Gabby and Olympic Cards and Comics. So yeah, once a lot of us were here with this food pantry and spending time in this space and realizing how much else that Gabby and these other programs contribute to, it's just
it's an obvious thing to do, to start to help out with those as well. So really, there's nothing formal. It's just there is a lot of crossover in the people who participate and volunteer with our food pantry. Very much people who also are interested in helping out anybody who needs resources, really. And so giving some time and effort to some of those other programs that are run out of here is very much worth doing. And that's, I guess, the extent of the intersection between the organizations.
Right. So what it sounds like is you guys with Hugs QT, yeah, with Hugs QT, were already formulated and getting together and starting and existing, but a lot of y'all hang out here.
Exactly.
Also.
Exactly.
And then we're like, oh, Gabby's is doing this thing, and it's like what we're doing. Let's all work together in this space. So that's what happened.
Yep.
Oh, cool. I get it now. All right.
Yeah, just sharing effort is really what it all boils down to. Yeah. And sharing effort in programs that are helping people who need resources get resources. So a really wonderful thing to share effort around.
Definitely.
Yep.
All right. Okay, and I just wanted to clarify the people that you mentioned from Heart. You mentioned Heart Spark Press and Gender Justice League.
Right.
Yeah, and it sounded like there were people from those groups that started Hugs Food Pantry during the pandemic. And it looks like they're funders. Did they fund Hugs?
That incarnation they did. The current incarnation is not funded via those organizations. It's generosity from the Gabby's Kids program, and then also we are self-donating from our own community as well. Just that's not being achieved through there's no specific Heart Spark Press or Gender Justice League. It's just we have people donating.
Right, but there were people that originally from those organizations that did start, it helped to start.
Correct, yeah. Version 1, which was like during the beginning of the pandemic, that is where a lot of this initially got kicked off.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting how different organizations connect with one another.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you connect with any other organizations? Does Hugs connect with any other organizations?
Not currently, but that definitely, other than the charities that Gabby runs.
Gabby's Kids.
Yeah, definitely. We like to cross support. I think it's really good. So we're still kind of, I wouldn't say infancy, but we're still pretty fresh. We just got started right around election time, actually. So
that was November.
Yeah, this last November. And so, yeah, we don't yet have really any codified partnerships or anything like that. But in general, that sort of networking and the community-to-community interactions and strengthening, I think, is really awesome. So if anybody is hearing this and wants to reach out along those lines, absolutely very open to that.
Yeah, fabulous. Like, what would be the best method to get in touch with you for that?
So we have a registration form, but it's just quick and dirty. So I can give you a URL that people could get to either register for resources or to register if they want to either donate or volunteer. But it was really put together very utilitarian, not so much of a comment or communication channel, so we'll have to get something better for that. Otherwise, I can give you that.
That was something I was going to also ask, is how can people connect for donating, volunteering, or whatever? Yeah,
so for anybody who has needs or would like to volunteer or would like to donate, then what I have would be great. I can give you a fired URL for a electronic copy of the flower and So, okay, anybody who is interested in registering either for resources, to volunteer time, or to donate resources, is welcome to head over to our Google form at bit.ly/QTPantry. That's bit.ly/QTPantry.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's fabulous. Yeah.
Well, I guess I've been helping with the pantry since the pantry started, I guess. I just know that back in like 2020 with the Hugs Food Pantry, and I learned a lot of the stuff through there. But we usually help look for stuff to bring out, and we set everything out, just set up bags and stuff to make sure the deliveries go smoothly. And I don't really do the delivery side this time around, but I mainly do the in-person stuff. But we also do a lot of community building. Like we have like a trans gaming hour and things like that for people to just hang out. And that's kind of why we like doing it at Gabby's, because it's more than just a pantry. It's also just a welcoming space for queer and trans people like to come and hang out, gather resources, network with each other, play games, and just have a good time.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Yeah, so if somebody wanted to get in on volunteering.
Yeah, anybody who's willing to volunteer can show on up, and we'll talk things through, kind of look, tell you what we're looking for. We're always going to need drivers and things like that, because especially as deliveries start coming in more and more and we're seeing a rise in those, it would be great to have more people on that. And honestly, even if you want to volunteer your time in quotations by just coming in and playing games and hanging out and making the space more lively, because, you know, it's not just food, it's community. It's what we're trying to help disperse.
Creating the community environment. That's so awesome. Do you want to share your name?
Oh, I'm Goblin.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
And you said that there was an hour. So
it's not like an hour per se. That's just metaphorically speaking. What we do, we're working on having times for us to like just get together, play games and stuff online, and just like create like a good not limiting it to just Tuesday. Yeah. You know, that way you can, because I know I'm playing games all week when I'm not doing this or I'm not at work, and you know, playing with randos online is not always fun. Just gaming with friends is what we're trying to do.
Yeah, are there specific times for that when y'all meet up?
I think that's labeled out yet. The person who's working on setting that up recently did like a little scheduling quiz for us, but we're still working on that. So we don't have official time for it yet, but we're getting there.
Any sort of registration or reaching out to volunteer would be the URL that, either in person or that Google form that has been given.
Okay.
Will be the first stop for anybody you want to initiate. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. Anybody else have something to share?
Do you want to talk about like the art share and stuff?
Yeah, so one thing that we're looking to do more often, that was kind of my responsibility, but it's been a little bit of a struggle because of the current state of affairs of things. But we do like art shares, and we're trying to work on doing skill sharing here. So like, you know, we can have like art share for people to just come in, show off whatever they're working on, you know, just kind of promote those sorts of things, promote that creativity, because art, especially in our current environment that we see ourselves in, is a very vital part of not just, you know, keeping our erasure away, but also just mental health. And on another side, we're trying to do a Skillshare, which is like practical skills. So things like sewing or, you know, like different like foraging guides and things like that to be dispersed and talked about, you know, maybe in like a little session during the pantry time, in order to help that, because dispersing free information is one of the best things that we can do to fight capitalism.
Yeah. Okay. And that's like what I'm doing here is making sure that your information gets shared with the broader community.
So you understand here.
Absolutely. I'm on the same page about information sharing. That's why the zine is free. Information should be free. Yeah. Yeah.
And honestly, I feel like one of our biggest like hurdles has been like getting the word out to people, because we had like, we had some flyers that were made for us, but I don't know where those, I don't know if anyone ended up printing those out or anything or distributing them, so, but
oh, we do have.
But, you know, it's just been, it's been tough to get the word out to people, because mostly it's just through word of mouth and just sending people the Google Forms link through Discord and such. And so thank you for doing this. It'll definitely help get more people to our services.
That's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get your name. Do you want to give your name?
Yeah, sure. My name's Edward. I'm just a kind of a volunteer here. I'm just here to help out.
Awesome. Ah, who's winning?
Nobody so far.
Nobody.
I've got some vampires. We've got some mobsters over here.
Yeah.
We've got goblins and we got pirates.
Oh, I like pirates. I've got one piece on my hat. Nice. Yeah, y'all are playing Magic the Gathering. What kind of decks have y'all got?
So Peach is borrowing one of Goblin's decks. I think Admiral Brass likes to like steal stuff from other flayers and cheat out stuff out of the graveyard. My guy is kind of just, you know, put vampires on the field, and then if they die, they turn into stronger vampires.
My deck is the Riveteer's Precon, like it's unmodified, and its whole goal is that it wants to have a bunch of big creatures that it pays for less, because the commander lets them do what's called blitz, which is they go into the battlefield, they have haste, and then at the end of the turn, I sacrifice them and draw a card.
Anything else that you want to share?
Yes. So, it's worth pointing out that we are definitely organizing and structuring things physically here so that people who do want to come and have the community or want to come and pick up food can do so in a politically safe space. A lot of effort and planning goes into that. And, you know, while nowhere can be perfectly safe, that is... It really was one of our top priorities for setting this whole situation up. So that is also worth making sure people know.
Oh, absolutely. That's important to know.
Yeah.
Y'all did have some, when y'all were in the pandemic time in 2020, y'all did have some donations from the Thurston County Food Bank. The Thurston County Food Bank provided some food for y'all in 2020.
Yeah, they, yep. I was not there during that time, so I'm only going off secondhand for information for you here. But yeah, they provided food boxes, which the Hucks Food Pantry redistributed to people who were not able to go down to the bank. Well, I think it was a lot of that. If I'm not mistaken, Olympia shut down the buses for a period of time there. So that rendered a lot of our community unable to get to the Thurston County Food Bank. Oh, wow. So that, I think, was a big motivation for a lot of that original version was trying to achieve. And then also, since we're talking about the original version, I forgot. There was also... And there may have been several, but there was also funding via some community grants for that first version, which that is not the case now. Now this is strictly our own community donating and then generosity of Gabby and the Gabby's Kids program.
Yeah, and then y'all are also growing your food too.
We have plans to this year. This is going to be our first summer where we're really intense about that. So, but yeah, a lot of the collective is very interested in producing rather than by what resources we're distributing. So, yep, we are definitely working on that.
Yeah, and that's one of the volunteer opportunities too. You said something about the y'all are renting spaces for community gardens and...
Yeah, it's not a very organized, and I don't mean that to sound the way it sounds as I say that. That's with intention.
really in any organizing overhead is going into food distribution day. The growing of the food right now is kind of not organized beyond stating goals of what we're looking to acquire and then letting individuals self-organize how they want to meet those goals. So from that structure, we've got several people and groups of people who have, you know, a bed in their yard, or like I have rented a couple of community beds. Some other people have rented community beds. It's very distributed and collective. And anybody who wants to volunteer that way would definitely want to reach out to us. But then again, the real emphasis here is that's a low overhead planning situation. It's really people doing what works for them in terms of growing. So
cool. And that's only one way to volunteer. Tell them about the other ways to volunteer.
Yeah, the one that I'll always promote first is deliveries. So we have have transportation challenges or ailments, etc. So we do deliveries, but we're very limited by how many volunteers we have to drive and run.
So that's a priority.
Yes.
Volunteer
job.
Right on.
And then I'll also throw out with that too, anybody who would like to help out with that but doesn't drive, we do pairings because we have people who have physical ailments that allow them to still drive, but maybe they can't go up and down stairs. So anybody who wants to help delivery but doesn't have a license still should consider reaching out, because we can pair them up as a runner with somebody who was a driver.
What a sweet combo.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And let's see, other volunteer opportunities. There was something about packing.
Yep. So during our community event from 12 to 4, that's worth calling out as a volunteer opportunity too, is just participate with community. And nobody even needs to register for that. I just need to show up and we'll be here. But around 3:00, whoever is around generally starts working together to pack up all of the deliveries. So that's another thing that can be done. It's probably best to stop in and participate in the community first. But for anybody who's done that, there's also things like, if somebody was interested in doing skill shares or art sharing, any sort of those things, people are welcome to do as well.
And just come up and game and hang out.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, that's holding the community space is what it's called there, right?
Absolutely.
Cool. Yeah, and right now y'all have a Google form that's used for the volunteering as well as the other things and who, you know, what you need.
Mm? Yeah, right now that Google form handles everything from registering to receive resources to donating resources to volunteering. I am currently working on a more robust registration system that's going to be a full website with a web app, and that'll allow us to have it organized a little better and also have more information up for the public as well than what we can squeeze into a Google form. So
that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
What's that website going to look like?
It's primarily just going to be a registration form still, but there'll be space also for bulletins or links to, you know, you had mentioned earlier, a link to this interview. That'd probably be a useful thing to be there. Other contact information. Give us a lot of control over. We really can have whatever we want there at that point, but primarily it's just going to be a registration form.
And on the Google form, and I imagine it'll be on the website as well, the list of food and other items, it's like you can mark off what you brought, or how does that work?
And it will work largely the same even when we move past the forum. But yeah, currently people are selecting what choice proteins they want, and there's also a spot for them to let us know of any dietary restrictions that's like critically important. So both of those will be in the new system as well. Also in the new system, we're going to add another section. So right now we only have one protein choice. we're going to set it up so there'll be two sections, one for preferred proteins and one for acceptable proteins, so that if we just don't have
choice.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a good that's great.
Yeah, there's been a couple of days where we didn't have the right stock to meet everybody's choices, so that'll allow us to kind of cushion through some of that. So
that's awesome. And also, I wanted to clarify the reason why this got started was because that some of the community members in the LGBTQ family were feeling not safe at the Thurston County Food Bank. And I just wanted to have clarification around that. And were any steps taken to address that?
Yeah, I cannot say because I don't know the details of whatever situation was happening back then. I know that it was whatever was going on was around 2019. I know that that somebody did reach out to the Thurston County Food Bank, and I believe to the degree that they were able to, that whatever corrective measures were needed were put in place. But you know, just like us, they're all volunteer. So there's only so much control that can be exercised over volunteer staff. And I think some people, the fact that this is trans and queer organized and run is something that gives a lot of people comfort in how they're going to be treated in this space. So really what I'm trying to do here is really say that, to my knowledge, the Thurston County Food Bank has taken care of whatever issues were highlighted at that time, which was, you know, several years ago now. But nonetheless, you know, a lot of us are really big into by us for us. So
for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. That's that. Thank you for that. Yeah. Oh, and just to make sure, what are the different ways to reach out to y'all? On the contact form, on the Google form, there's email, text, Signal, and Discord. Is that still accurate?
That is in that form, and it is currently accurate. What that contact information for is actually for people registering, not to contact us. So those are the platforms we're currently willing to communicate with Keepund. We are going to move with the new system that I was describing earlier to, it'll be limited to email. This is going to simplify a lot of the overhead for us now that we're growing. We send out notifications and stuff like that when deliveries are done. And we occasionally do polling and things like that. Have everything in a single communications channel. This is going to help us out on our
end. Definitely make it simpler. And y'all don't have currently a social media.
Not anything that I would commit to because of the volunteer nature of it. I work on it when I have the time. But I do think that within the month or so, we'll be switching over. I'm getting pretty close with it. But yeah, like I said, it really boils down to my availability to work on it. So,
yeah, awesome. When you have that up and running or like right before that, give me a heads up and I can post about that on my Facebook page.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
thank you. Then everybody will know. So. All right. So thank you so much, Erica. That's right. Erica Winsaw.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You can check out the current Google form for Hugs QT Pantry at bit.ly/QT Pantry and swing by Gabby's for fun food, books, and games. Also, the new website for Hugs QT will be posted on Pathways to Agency's platforms. You can also make donations to Gabby's Kids on their Facebook page at Gabby's Kids OCC. That's it for today's resource report produced by Pathways to Agency. At Pathways to Agency, we are driven by the belief that everyone should have the tools and support to achieve their goals and thrive in their communities. Our mission is to bridge the gaps in understanding, accessibility, and trust by connecting individuals to resources and sharing information and processes that can lead to personal and community growth. Resource Report offers information about existing and emerging nonprofits and resource organizations. Find out more at pathwaystoagency.org. Chaos Radio is not responsible or liable for any views or opinions expressed in the interviews conducted by Resource Report. Till next time, and thanks for listening. With her permission, a few clips of Gabby's personal story with her own words were used from a documentary by OmniBuddy that she provided me. If you would like to learn more, please visit our website at www.pathwaystoagency.org, where you will find the link, and give the creator a like, share, and subscribe. You can also donate to Gabby's kids there, as well as her own website, of course.